We'll turn now to New York City, where in just a few months, voters will head to the polls to choose a successor to Mayor Michael Bloomberg. No fewer than a dozen candidates are vying to lead the nation's largest city, and many observers believe that the Democratic nominee has a good chance of winning in November. But there are few other predictions you can make about this wide-open race, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
Everything about the New York City mayor's race is supersized. The candidates have appeared at more than 100 forums and debates, and the primary is still 2 months away. The field itself is big, too, 5 Republicans and 7 Democrats, and that could favor big personalities.
The primary may well come down to personality as opposed to substance. That's not unusual in primaries.
Ken Sherrill has watched every New York mayoral primary since 1961. He's an emeritus professor of political science at Hunter College.
Personality is easy for the voter to understand. Issues are complex and difficult, so emphasizing personality is frequently a wise strategy, if not good for democracy.
The leading Democratic candidates seem to be heeding that advice. The city council speaker Christine Quinn published a memoir of her struggles with bulimia and alcohol addiction. Here she is last month on CBS This Morning.
Well, let me just say, in the book, it's a personal memoir. It's not a political book, and that was purposeful. I wanted to talk about who I am personally and how I got here.
Quinn would be the city's first openly gay mayor. She was considered the early frontrunner, but lately her poll numbers have been slipping. And that may have a lot to do with the deal Quinn struck to overturn the city's term limits law, allowing Mayor Michael Bloomberg to win a third term.
The third term is hanging around her neck.
Christina Greer teaches political science at Fordham University.
She's essentially been branded with the mantle of, you are Bloomberg's mini-me, and you made the third term happen. I don't think that that's necessarily 100% of the story, but that is the narrative that's attached to her that she just can't shake.
Quinn's slide in the polls has coincided with the rise of another big personality, Anthony Weiner, the former congressman who resigned after tweeting lewd pictures of himself to women who are not his wife and then lying about it. Weiner has gotten a lot of attention since he jumped into the race in May, though he acknowledges that some voters will never trust him again.
I completely understand it. But even for those people, even for the people who say, you know what, Weiner, I never want to vote for you again, I even want them to read my ideas and think about what they want in the next mayor. And to have
a next mayor who might be Anthony Weiner. A recent poll shows him leading the Democratic field. Another has him running second to Quinn. And there's a third Democrat who's mounting a serious charge.
So without further ado, Bill Thompson, our candidate for mayor.
Former city comptroller Bill Thompson has racked up some major endorsements, including one earlier this week from the Transport Workers Union.
These are the working middle-class New Yorkers who continue to be squeezed each and every day. And we need to stand with them and make sure that this city continues to bounce back for all New Yorkers.
Thompson would be the city's first African-American mayor in a generation. He won the Democratic nomination 4 years ago, but he's running a distant third this year. It's unlikely that any of the Democratic hopefuls will get enough votes on September 10th to avoid a runoff election. That means the top two finishers will probably face off again in early October. And Hunter College's Ken Sherrill expects a big fight to the finish.
The mud will be flowing, blood will be splattering. It'll be great fun.
Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.